We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots.
Yeah, we don't have any Russian bots. There weren't any. But look what's going on in the world, Lee. If you live in Australia, guess what? Your legislature has just passed, the Senate anyway, they expect it to pass in the other house, has just passed digital ID. So you can skedaddle on down to your bank, your credit card operator, or get this, the media, to get your credential. No armbands yet, but give it time. Because they're going to need to know, you're going to need to get your MAGA armband. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to need to know who you are. Banks, credit card operators, and the Australia Post. In the new legislation, will be the first businesses to offer identity verification services. They're going to let you prove who you are. Services, they call that. The service to you. After the government fast-tracked their participation in the digital identity verification scheme. Okay, this is sending shockwaves across Australia because this bill came out of nowhere. No debate, boom, passed it. So now they're desperately trying to stop it in the other house. But they've already said, hey, listen, so you can go to your local journalist to get verified, your bank, your credit card, digital ID. So when you're online, you can't be anonymous anymore. And this means they can tie your electricity to your bank account, to your social media posts. And you could take a switch and flip it all on and off. They can also flip on and off your money should they ever implement central bank digital currency. Now, let's look at what's going on in the world, Lee. I just want to get you to react to this. This is not isolated. That clip you heard from Nikki Haley came after she talked to the head of BlackRock, who is also a board chairman of the World Economic Forum. That's their big push, this digital ID. So in that same two-week period, Justin Trudeau comes out and goes, oh, Canadians are going to need to get digital ID to do, well, just about everything. And Nikki Haley comes out and says, gosh, you know, you need one of these verifications to go online on the social media. That's what she's talking about, is get you digital ID. And Europe announced, here's headline, Europe announces launch of digital ID shortly after EU central bank promotes the new phase of central bank digital currency development. Okay, what is this system? All you need to understand, Lee, they have it in China. They've already got this in China, where you don't own your dollars own you. They spy on you, they track you. They create reports about what you buy, and they are programmable so that the bureaucrats, wherever they may be, can decide how much meat you buy, how much gas you buy. They can decide all of that. They know who you are. I mean, the possibilities are endless, especially when you consider with a kill switch in your car. You get a digital ID. Now you're tied to all of those things, your bank account, your car, your social media. They know who you are. So this is coming. This is coming at us 1,000 miles an hour. Then we just had Reuters reported that the SWIFT system, that is the Western financial system essentially, has just announced they are launching within a year a new platform for central bank digital currency.
Well, there's your liberal progressives taking the free out of the free market.
Right, and out of freedom.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing people need to understand is whenever I talk about this, somebody texts me and says, well, you know, how are we going to compete if all the other countries go to digital currencies? Because they all are. Here's the catch. Your dollars are digital now. When's the last time you held a dollar that you earned?
Right.
I have a few in my wallet, but not many, right?
Well, there's such a thing as direct deposit.
Yes.
There's no paper involved.
No paper involved. the digital part isn't necessarily the bad part.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah. Right? We can have central bank currency
easily. And we've had it.
And we have, we technically, you could argue, do have it. Yeah. They're just changing the ways in which it moves with special platforms. But what we don't need, it is not required. We do not need a digital ID. We don't need that. We can still keep up with the world and not be tied to our dollars, and every purchase not be sent back to the Treasury or wherever they're going to send it to report on us to our liberal minders. We can do that. And I said last year on the Battleground America podcast, the single biggest story of 2023 was that joint press conference. They had it on YouTube between the head of the Central Bank of Europe and Jerome Powell, where Jerome Powell announced, I could make this anonymous, but I will not. What is he saying? You want to use money? You want to use money? Well, great. You are going to have to get a digital ID. I thought that was the biggest story of the entire year, which is, of course, why the media is not talking about it. Here's Jerome Powell last summer.
If we were to pursue a CBDC, it would at a minimum have the following four characteristics. First is intermediated. Second is privacy protected. But third is identity verified. So it would not be anonymous. It would not be an anonymous bearer instrument. And fourth is transferable or interoperable. So
he says, oh, we're going to give you privacy. And then he turns right around and says, oh, but you got to be verified. It's got to be verified.
And how has that privacy thing worked out electronically in this country in the past few decades?
Not
too good.
All. Look, we already have a government, Lee, that is tracking our purchase of religious texts. Yeah. And demanding the banks turn that over. We already have a government that's demanding that our names be turned over for merely purchasing a shirt with Trump on it. For shopping in places that sell guns and ammo. We know that that happened. We know that was turned over to the banks. You give them this, you think they're not going to use it that way. They're already doing it. This just makes it so much more convenient for them.
I thought the Constitution was trying to make things difficult for big government. Of course, who pays any attention to that old document called the Constitution anymore anyway?
I know. And the possibilities, Lee, are just, they're endless here. Yeah. One of the things that the Gates Foundation, which, by the way, the Gates Foundation created the international software to make this possible and gave it away. This happened this fall. And they announced an initiative called 50 and 5 at the World Economic Forum. They want 50 countries on digital ID in 5 years. That digital ID is created by Bill Gates. The Gates Foundation made it. They're giving it away. What they get is access to the data. It's almost total power. So the world system for this is my point, is being built right now. Mm-hmm. This is the time that our legislature needs to get off their rear end and pass that bill that Florida passed last year banning central bank digital currency here. We need to ban digital ID as well. Illegal in this state. It's going to take half the states in the nation doing that, realizing what a threat this is, to throw a monkey wrench into their machine. And we need to do it now, because I fear the way our legislators are, Lee, is that we get close to this and they'll fear monger and they'll go, oh, but we wouldn't be able to participate in the system if we ban it. Well, there's not going to be a system if we ban it. And I got proof of that, because remember when the Democrats last year tried to get the credit card companies to flag all gun purchases for them?
Yeah.
And we had just a handful of Republican states pass bills or file bills, some of them passed, some of them filed, saying, nope, not doing it here. And it made it such a problem for them, because so many of these transactions go across the borders of these states, that the credit card companies had to back off. They couldn't make it work. They'd have to have whole states where you couldn't use the credit card.
See, I still remember Operation Choke Point from the Obama administration, where they were using the threat of regulation with the banks to force the banks to stop doing businesses with business, or allowing businesses to do business with banks that were involved in gun sales.
Yeah.
Operation Choke Point. Look that up sometime, folks. That was a precursor to what we're talking about right now.
Think what a, quote, choke point you'd have if you could skip all of that, just go into the money and say, hey, no, you bought 6 bullets last month. That's enough. Nope, no more. And you try to pay and it doesn't work. Because they can do that. The Gates Foundation wants the good large corporations of the world to be able to pre-program the money before they pay you. So as a condition of your employment, you'll come to understand you're not allowed to buy a gun with the money we give you. You're not allowed to do X, Y, Z, you know, buy a Bible that's not approved with the money that we give you. They want to let these big corporations that pay put these stipulations on their employees, but also on their contractors.
You know, we had such a good system for such a long time.
I know, we did.
The federal government printed money, which used to have backing of real commodities and something of reality. And then we as private citizens were able to take the money that we were paid and exchange it and put it into private banks that were responsible to us, the customer. It was a free marketplace, and it worked pretty darn well. Now, listen, I am not anti-technology. I'm not
me either.
I think there's great uses for it, and I think the advances we've got are just fascinating. But this is not an area that we need to go down. You know, this is a totalitarian economic system where the government has complete control over the even existence of your money. And it's not your money anymore. It's not. It's simply a credit that you are allowed to be applied to your name, but yet you are not in control of it. There is no freedom there. There's no freedom.
No, there isn't. There's no freedom there. And what you're watching, I guess my bottom line here for you is that when the SWIFT system says, hey, we're launching the central bank digital currency platform that allow you to buy and sell and trade in your currency, they're launching the platform for the U.S., okay? Because that's for all the Western countries. That's what the SWIFT system is. Meaning you're watching the launch of central bank digital currency right now. They haven't come at you yet with how they're going to try to get you on this digital ID, but it's coming. It's already happening here. These aren't things that are just going, you know, to far away. We got a year and that central bank digital currency is going to be out there. That's what SWIFT is saying. This, we expect this to be up and running in a year, two tops. And of course, they're going to wait till after the election for this, Lee. They're not going to do this before the election.
No, of course not.
Right. So just keep your eye on it. Keep your eye on it. And look, the only way I feel really good about stopping this, I mean, we'd have to have the Senate and the House in large numbers because, you know, some Republicans are going to really screw us over, as they always do. We got to stop this at the state level. And again, we have legislation right now in the state of South Carolina that could stop this. Or you could just move to Florida where they, it's old news, they passed it last year. Why do they get everything done in Florida? Did you see how fast Ron DeSantis got that squatters bill through?
Yeah.
They're like a printing press, that legislature. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's got guns and he's firing legislation off, you know? And I mean, like, look at us. We can't get, how long have you been covering that concealed carry bill?
Oh, yeah.
Constitutional carry, some version of it.
That's
what?
Going on for years.
Years. Golly, the whole decade I've been here, they couldn't get it done.
At least it got done. And honestly, I'm still stunned. I still cannot get over that we actually got that across the goal line there. It's amazing.
I know. They ran out of excuses. It just shows you what a legislature could do if you look at the Florida legislature this week. Unbelievable. Ron DeSantis signing over 20 bills. Boom, 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 boom. Every one of them we love. By the way, banning social media use for 14 and under. Amen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, I want to tell you a story about a rigged election. The liberal left, the left-wing party in charge, decides that in order to make things fair, in order to have democracy, what they really need to do is take their opponent off the ballot. So they get rulings that say that opponent can't run, that the name has to be struck off the ballot. And just for good measure, they arrest everybody, 100% of the campaign team. that previously got said opponent elected. Am I talking about America? No, Venezuela. Eerie parallels right now between what's going on in Venezuela and what is going on in America. In fact, if you look at it, it's almost as if the dictator, Nicolas Maduro, is taking his cues from the Democrat Party. In other words, whatever they do to Trump, Maduro thinks it's okay to do. So there's this opposition. They haven't had elections in 5 years, which I think is what the Democrats are going for. And how has that happened? Well, Maduro's just found a way to decertify, disqualify, brush aside using controlled courts. Does that sound familiar? His opposition. The latest was a woman by the name of Maria Corina Machado. She's the popular opposition leader. So she figured she'd tried to embarrass Maduro into letting her run against him. So her party had a primary. She won it. She won the primary. Clear win in the primary, hoping to embarrass the socialist government into allowing her on the ballot. But what did they do? In January, the country's Supreme Court, which is made up of Maduro loyalists, ruled she's not allowed to run. Yeah, she's illegitimate. Can't run. So sorry. So many reasons she can't be on the ballot. Okay. What does that sound like? That sounds like what these blue states were doing to Trump. Now, our Supreme Court made the right decision. The Venezuelan Supreme Court made the wrong one, kept her off the ballot. But this is what these state courts were doing and upholding in Democrat areas. Again, you're watching Maduro do in January what the Democrats are doing here. When they do it here, it makes it okay for dictators to do it in Venezuela. And I want you to notice how they're doing the same things. Okay. Do you realize something? I didn't realize something until I looked this up when I was reading this. Do you realize that every single member of the Trump campaign in a lead position, the leaders of the Trump campaign, every one of them, no exceptions, has been prosecuted and convicted? Do you realize that? 100%. Or they've been indicted in Trump's case. Let me read you the list. Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon, Paul Manafort, the campaign manager, Jenna Ellis, Michael Cohen, Roger Stone, Michael Flynn, Rick Gates, and even Trump's fundraiser, Elliot Brody. I didn't realize that. That's it. That's all. That is who got him elected. Every one of them is either convicted or criminally indicted. Okay, so that's Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and eight others, the skeleton crew of the Trump campaign. Remember those numbers. Look at this. Venezuela's top prosecutor on Wednesday announced arrest warrants for the campaign manager of Maria Corina Machado's campaign. Arrested him. And how many other staffers? Eight on the nose. Wait a minute. Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, was arrested, prosecuted for what Hunter Biden did, failing to register as a foreign agent while dealing with foreign countries. Hunter did exactly that, but nobody cares because our justice system is corrupt. Paul Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, and eight other members, leading members of the campaign, the key folks, all indicted, many of them convicted. Exact numbers. Campaign manager plus eight. In Venezuela, campaign manager plus eight. Maduro is taking his cues from the Democrat Party. Most recently, you should see this on Twitter. Most recently, Machado, she's the opposition candidate. Her political coordinator, Dignora Hernandez, was caught on video. That's her screaming for help as a group of police shove her into the back of an SUV. So she's one of those that has been charged. By the way, charges relating to undermining democracy. They're even using the same talking points, folks. It really helps you see your country for what it is. Some of this goes so slow, and we have a normalcy bias for freedom that when we see this, we make excuses for ourselves internally. Well, it's not what it looks like. Well, it's just, you know, prosecution's gone on for a long time. Well, it's just coincidence. Well, it's that. No. Literally, Maduro is doing exactly what the Democrats are doing in Venezuela. That is a wake-up call. So political science professor Orlando Vera Blanco is now talking about being a stand-in for her, but expect that person to either be arrested or just found to be illegitimate for the ballot. In other words, what the Democrats are doing here. Eerie parallels, aren't they? Folks, I posted this on Twitter. One of our listeners told me I was nuts. We're not going to go to war in Russia. That'll never happen. We're not going to go to war with Russia in Ukraine. That's not happening. And look, I get how you would think that. That sounds nuts. War with Russia. Americans never put up with it. Well, they might not have a choice. If you pay attention to what's going on, it is jaw-dropping right now. Okay, I started warning you about this. You could Google this yourself. First, the drills started. Headline, Reuters, NATO, we're a part of NATO, to hold biggest drills since Cold War with 90,000 troops. 90,000 troops. That sounds like a world war. 90,000 troops. It's called Steadfast Defender, and it's scheduled to run through May. It's running now. It started in January. What are they doing? Quote from Reuters. Rehearsing how U.S. troops could reinforce European allies. U.S. troops could reinforce European allies. Weird. In countries bordering Russia and on the alliance's eastern flank, if a conflict were to, you know, flare up with Russia. They're drilling 90,000 troops. That was the first shoe to drop, right? So they're not quite in Ukraine yet, right? But they're drilling for the land where they clearly plan to have, right? Okay, then came the leaks of the German war plans. They're very detailed and completely terrifying. It basically is Germany and the NATO troops taking on Russia. And it's month by month by month. It goes through 24 and 25. It's a war. Okay. Then the Slovenian president, they're part of NATO, leaked that the other leaders of NATO were planning a ground war with Russian troops in Ukraine. So NATO, that would be us, all those other NATO countries. Now, most of the members of NATO came out and denied it. We did too. We said, nah, we're not doing that. We're just drilling for the ground war. Nothing to see here. Just 90,000 troops. It's no big deal. Okay. Except Macron. Macron said, nah, I'm not taking anything off the table. Then NATO moved nukes to the Russian border in several countries. NATO allowed nukes to be put on planes that can deliver them. Parked them right up there next to the Russian border in NATO countries. All right, that's scary. That's scary. That's why you've heard Vladimir Putin screaming about, I will retaliate, I will hit you with nukes. And the media likes to run that without telling you what he's reacting to. He's reacting to us doing these insane things. Okay, now this headline. I've been meaning to get to this since Monday. Macron is saying, you know what? We don't care. We're going to go in. He's part of NATO, right? We're going to go in with what, Macron? He's the, again, head of France, but he's part of NATO. 20,000 troops. Yeah, so now Baltic states of Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, as well as Poland, have said, yeah, we'll throw in some troops too. We're going to let France lead. So this is Newsweek, okay? France could engage a division of 20,000 troops within 30 days to operate as part of an allied coalition. Paris would command a force of around 60,000 soldiers made up of French and other allied troops. Well, command them where? Oh, Ukraine. On the ground? Uh-huh. That's World War III. And we're waiting there at the border with nukes? Okay, understand something, folks. Just international stuff. We control NATO, okay? Joe Biden can't run around right now talking about a ground war in Ukraine. So they're having Macron do it. Macron doesn't have to stand for election right now. They're letting Macron run around and do it. Now, our country said, hey, you know, y'all just go right ahead. You send an army in there and yeah, good luck. And all of that. U.S. so far, because we've got an election coming up, and just funding the war in Ukraine is deeply unpopular, never mind sending troops. But let me ask you a question. What do you think happens if the Democrats take back the White House? All this goes green. They green light it. They green light it. Tell me what the practice operation looks like again. 90,000 troops? They're practicing. Okay, they're practicing in the NATO countries around Russia for engagement with Russia. They're just practicing now. Just out there. They got nothing else to do, right? Quote from Reuters, rehearsing how U.S. troops could reinforce European allies in countries bordering Russia. So they're very much, they're doing the drills, and France is sending the soldiers in. Listen to how big this Operation Steadfast Defender is, that is prepping for war with Russia, with our troops. More than 50 ships, from aircraft carriers to destroyers, will take part, as well as more than 80 fighter jets, helicopters, and drones, and at least 1,100 combat vehicles, including 133 tanks and 533 infantry fighting vehicles. Damn, that's a war. That's a war. So they're getting ready. They're getting ready. Honestly, war over what? I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know what the war is over. But they seem determined to get us into it. Okay, so here's the way I see this. Right now, according to NATO, yeah, if the French send troops in, the 20,000, which would ultimately be 50,000, and they get in trouble, because Russia said, look, you send troops in here, we could find them, we're going to kill them. This is our territory now. Okay, technically, that wouldn't trigger the NATO treaty, where we have to, the Article 4 and Article 5, technically, if France engages Russia, then technically, we don't have to respond. Technically. But it would give us an excuse if our elites want to. It would give us a provocation. If a lot of these French soldiers get killed, or if there is a nuclear, I don't know, dirty bomb attack that we claim Russia did, because I don't believe anything our Pentagon CIA says, not a thing. We could easily get dragged into this. We're just sitting there waiting. It's a tinderbox. That's terrifying. And Americans have no idea. Yeah, Reuters has reported this, but it's not pervaded the consciousness. We're so used to Ukraine now, our eyes glaze over, whether we're on the right or the left. Texture rates. Tara, remind your audience, central bank digital currency means 100% total control of your money after it's been taxed. Another texture rates, watching you on my 52-inch TV. Love the show. So says Russell from Taylor's. Thank you, Russell. That's pretty cool. I've never seen myself on TV from this show, like doing this show. That'd be kind of cool to see. I should check it out, though. Texter writes, this morning, I looked at totalitarianism in short description exactly as the Democrat Party is. Folks, watch what NATO is doing right now. The only reason we're not leading troops in a ground war right now is because there's an election coming. But Katie, bar the door if the Democrats win it. Texter writes, Tara, in 2014, NATO was putting missiles on the Russian border. That was part of their plot to incite the Ukrainian war. Yes, and our CIA went in there under Barack Obama. We had a pro-Russian elected leader of Ukraine. We overthrew him, billions of dollars, using Nazis, Nazi groups, to violently overthrow him. And then we tried to assassinate him as he fled to Russia. He was smart enough to not be in the limo we thought he was in, and we missed him. So we overthrew Ukraine. We did all of this. Russia has been trying to resist war. Okay, good morning. Tweet out there right now. It's from DC Drano, one of the most popular accounts on Twitter. FBI. Biden, Buttigieg, finished their investigation of the Baltimore Bridge situation in under 7 hours and claimed there was no cyber attack on a giant ship whose lights went out twice as it steered directly into the giant bridge pylon. If you believe this investigation, he says, I've got an underwater bridge to sell you. Cat Turd, another one of the most popular accounts on Twitter, writes, the bridge collapsed at 1:30 a.m. By 8 a.m. the next morning, all officials had done an investigation and determined it was just an incident. 4 hours later, Biden hit the mic and said taxpayers will pay the full rebuild. Nothing to see here. Another poster writes on the same thing, Kyle Becker. The U.S. government has an incredible pattern of stating things with 100% certainty before conducting any serious investigation. The truth comes out days or weeks later, and it rarely comports with the official version of events. When the government starts telling the truth, it will deserve our credulity. You know what's really interesting here? Millions and millions and millions of views that I'm seeing on Twitter, a lot of trends. You're seeing all parts of this Baltimore Bridge story trending. There is such distrust of our government right now because of what has gone before, because of what happened with COVID, because of the lies, because of the censorship, because of all of it. There is such distrust with our government right now that when you have something like this happen, that in the past would have immediately been viewed as a tragic accident, nobody's mind would have gone anywhere beyond that. Everybody's like, did it? Nobody believes the government. Everybody's like, is it an attack? Why? Because if it was, they might not tell you the truth. If it was a cyber attack by our enemies, they might not tell you the truth. Because we are a traumatized nation that is waiting for the next shoe to fall. We know what they were willing to do with COVID, how they lied to us in 2020. And we're waiting for them to do it again. And every national tragedy is going to be like this because we simply have no belief in or faith in our leaders. And they certainly don't help when they return investigations in less than 8 hours. All right, Bill Frady is up next. Have a great rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.